Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Universe Has Your Back, Transform Fear to Faith, by Gabrielle Bernstein is a guide for anyone seeking transformation, healing, and a deeper sense of purpose in their lives. As a best-selling author and renowned spiritual teacher, Bernstein delivers practical advice and spiritual wisdom, helping readers navigate life's challenges by fostering a powerful relationship with the universe. A force she describes as always working in our favor if we learn to tune into it. Instead of being trapped by fear and anxiety, Bernstein encourages us to shift our perspective and open ourselves to infinite possibilities. The book is a blend of personal anecdotes, meditative practices, and tangible tools designed to dismantle blocks to happiness and encourage trust in a higher path. Bernstein's approach is non-denominational and accessible, making the book suitable for individuals at any stage of their spiritual journey. Each chapter builds on the last, helping the reader replace low-level thoughts and resistance with a sense of trust, flow, and faith. By the end of the book, readers are promised real techniques for manifesting the lives they desire, feeling supported by universal energy, and overcoming the grip of fear in favor of love, peace, and faith. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning fear into faith. One of the foundational teachings in The Universe Has Your Back is transforming fear into faith. Gabrielle Bernstein explains that fear is a universal human experience, often originating from our desire to control outcomes and avoid pain. Such fear-based habits can block us from realizing our fullest potential or finding inner peace. Bernstein offers practical steps to interrupt patterns of anxious thinking and replace them with thoughts, beliefs, and actions rooted in faith. She introduces readers to daily rituals, such as affirmations and prayers, which help retrain the mind to trust that the universe is always conspiring in our favor. She also shares her own experiences of moving through fear, guiding readers to witness their fears without judgment, and reminding us that surrendering control is not a sign of weakness, but a demonstration of profound trust. Overcoming fear is presented as a process, one supported by consistent spiritual practice and the willingness to choose love over fear repeatedly. This transition is at the heart of manifesting a more fulfilled and purposeful life. Secondly, the power of surrender and letting go. Surrender is a central theme in Bernstein's teachings. The book emphasizes that true spiritual transformation arises when we surrender our attempts to micromanage our lives and instead allow the universe to guide us toward our highest good. Bernstein reveals that letting go does not mean giving up on desires. Rather, it's about releasing attachment to specific outcomes and detaching from the how and when of life's unfolding. Through powerful visualization exercises and real-life stories, she illustrates how surrender can bring clarity, peace, and the very solutions we seek. When we cling tightly to our own plans, we may inadvertently block more suitable opportunities or answers from emerging. Bernstein provides readers with exercises for identifying controlling tendencies and shifting toward a mindset of openness. By adopting a stance of willingness and receptivity, readers learn that support from the universe arrives in ways far beyond what we can intellectually conceive. Thirdly, developing a relationship with the universe. Bernstein advocates for building a personal, intimate relationship with the universe, describing it as a loving, guiding presence that responds to our intentions and energy. She explains the importance of regular spiritual practices such as meditation, prayer, and journaling, which act as open invitations for guidance. Bernstein offers specific meditation techniques and visualizations to help readers tune out fear-based noise and tune into intuition and synchronicity. The book provides practical ways to communicate with the universe, asking for signs, setting intentions, and trusting inner nudges. Bernstein emphasizes that conscious co-creation with the universe is not about passive wishing, but about engaging with life in a more aware, dialogic way, where signs and solutions naturally unfold. By nurturing this relationship, readers learn to perceive life's twists and turns as meaningful and supportive, rather than random or threatening. This approach empowers readers to view their spiritual journey as a collaborative adventure, full of growth and opportunity. Fourthly, manifesting miracles through shifting perception. A key message in The Universe Has Your Back is that miracles do not have to be dramatic, supernatural events. They are, instead, shifts in perception from fear to love, from doubt to faith. Bernstein shows readers how to invite more miracles into daily life by consistently choosing to see things differently. She provides methods for recognizing when one is stuck in a negative thought loop and for gently pivoting towards more constructive, loving perspectives. Through gratitude practices, forgiveness work, and conscious intention setting, readers are guided to change the way they see their circumstances, thereby changing what is possible for them. The book includes exercises to help dissolve old stories that limit growth and invites readers to cultivate a mindset attuned to possibility and abundance. Bernstein reassures that as perception shifts, so too does experience, leading to unexpected blessings, creative breakthroughs, and healthier relationships. Lastly, practical tools and spiritual practices. One of the strengths of The Universe Has Your Back is its wealth of practical tools that enable readers to embody its teachings. Bernstein dedicates sections to actionable steps such as guided meditations, breathwork, affirmations, prayers, and visualization exercises. She explains how these practices, when done consistently, can dismantle the blocks caused by fear, judgment, and limiting beliefs. Bernstein also addresses how to handle setbacks, urging readers to approach challenges as signals to recommit to their spiritual practice and faith. Her strategies are flexible, intended to be integrated into busy lifestyles, and supportive for both spiritual novices and those with established practices. Additionally, she offers advice for tracking progress, such as journaling signs and synchronicities, and maintaining gratitude lists. By demystifying spiritual development and making these tools accessible, Bernstein empowers her readers to create ongoing positive shifts in mindset and experience. In conclusion, The Universe Has Your Back is uniquely designed for readers seeking meaningful change, spiritual clarity, and practical guidance for navigating uncertainty or anxiety. This book is especially valuable for anyone feeling stuck in cycles of fear or self-doubt and looking for actionable steps to cultivate peace, trust, and confidence. Bernstein's holistic approach, rooted in personal experience and supported by tangible exercises, demystifies the process of connecting with a sense of higher guidance. Unlike other spiritual or self-help books that can be philosophical or abstract, Bernstein provides concrete tools that are immediately applicable to daily life, making spiritual practice approachable even for beginners. Furthermore, her emphasis on developing personal faith and surrendering control speaks to those struggling with the need for certainty or battling the stress of constant problem-solving. By illustrating how to view challenges as opportunities and setbacks as signs from the universe, readers can find new meaning and purpose in difficult moments. Investing in this book is a commitment to relentless growth and self-compassion. It promises lasting impact, not just through inspiration, but through practical transformation. Choosing The Universe Has Your Back over similar titles is beneficial because it offers an actionable, flexible pathway to lasting change, helping you cultivate daily habits and perspectives that will continuously enrich your life, relationships, and personal well-being. If you would like to support Gabrielle Bernstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.